Plus Minus Next Journaling by Max Jenker. If you've read some of my older articles, you know I'm a sucker for journaling. It truly is one of those habits that can yank you up from the depths of grief. At best, it changes your entire life. Most people know they should keep a journal, especially during the initial stages of breakup recovery, but they don't. Instead, they feed themselves embarrassing excuses. I don't have time. I don't know what to write. I don't feel like doing it. Look, I know journaling can be tedious, but there is a new, less tedious version in town. It's coined Plus Minus Next Journaling, and it was created by Anne-Laure LeCunf, the founder of Nest Labs, a popular productivity blog. Here's how you can leverage this new form of journaling to speed up your breakup recovery, or deal with just about any other lemon life hurls in your face. Step 1. Bust out a sheet of paper. Yes, we're doing this old school style, bitch. Why? Because there's a bunch of research out there that proves how writing thoughts and emotions down on paper is far more cathartic than typing on a keyboard. And this research doesn't just relate to journaling, but many other modalities for emotional release and productivity. Freeform writing, challenging limiting beliefs, overcoming negative self-talk, befriending the inner critic, etc. Step 2. Draw 3 columns on your piece of paper. At the top of each one, write plus, minus, and an arrow. The plus symbol stands for what went well during a certain period of time, what made you happy. The minus symbol stands for what went badly during a certain period of time, negative events or periods of inertia. The arrow symbol stands for what you'll do next in a certain period of time, your plan for moving forward. Note that the aforementioned period of time can be whatever you want. A day, a week, a month, 3 months, or 10 years. I like to stick with 1 week though. I found that to be most optimal. It's also a period the original guide on Plus Minus Next Journaling instructs you to follow. Step 3. Fill your 3 columns with events from the past, whatever time period you chose. An example of a plus could be, I worked out every day this past month, or I didn't have an emotional breakdown the whole week. An example of a minus could be, I jerked off 15 times too many today on my ex's photo, or I followed my ex home this evening without her knowing. An example of an arrow could be, do a minimum of 150 minutes of cardio next week, cobble together 10 new articles till the end of the month, or keep sticking with no contact. The last thing you should do is cross out everything unimportant and non-urgent in your 3rd column, because, as I initially argued in my article on productivity, it's the omission of the frivolous and unnecessary, and the sole focus on the essential few that makes you super productive. Final thoughts. Plus Minus Next Journaling is ultimately, as far as I felt, an activity intertwined with mindfulness and letting go. As with traditional journaling or meditation, there are clear steps to follow to do it right, obviously. But there is also a component of going with the flow imbued in the activity. The point of this is to say, don't think too hard about what you'll write or how long it'll take you to finish the activity. Also, don't beat yourself up if it's not going smoothly. It's this sort of mentality that yields unnecessary writer's block, aka anxiety. Instead, take a few deep breaths before putting the pen to paper and then just gut yourself open. Don't think, should I put this down? Just put it down. Don't ask, is this important enough? You can always cross it out later. Don't lament, what's the point? It won't work anyway. Maybe it won't, and you'll lose a few minutes of your life. Boo fucking who. Or it will work, and you'll open your mind to a whole new world.